and steps up on the baseline jumper. That won't fall off the missed free throw. Here come the Tigers, right to left on your radio dial. 12-9 is Auburn's lead, or is Auburn's deficit, rather. Three to play in the opening quarter. Right side of the floor is Caleb Brooks. Cross-court pass. Antonio Welch in the ballgame for the first time. Bounce pass down low. Gets it to Kentrell Evans. He dumps it off to Hampton Jordan, and he gets another bucket. Here comes Deshaun Hall in the open floor, gets through the contact, tumbles on the floor, and gets it to go anyway. And Deshaun Hall gets his first bucket of the game. He had just four the first time. Tigers trying to break the press, they do. Here comes Trendon Maynor, right to left. Eurostep gets to the right hand and couldn't finish. And the rebound goes to Prattville, 2.5 to play. Tigers get the steal. Here is Maynor, blocked from behind, and here come the Lions again. Left to right as we look at it. Prattville leads 14-11, 2.5 to play. Left to right, now at the top on the free throw line, extended on the left. Pulls up from three, no, but a foul. So Caleb Brooks picks up the shooting foul. We'll send Jersey Farbs to the free throw line. He's got two already. He had 27 the first time these two teams met. Back inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium, he knocks down the first. And knocks down the second again. He's going to have three on the fouled three-point attempt. So Caleb Brooks will step out. Knox Heisler with three and blue steps in for the first time. Third free throw confidently knocks it down. Jersey Farms has five of the 17, and Prattville has their biggest lead early as six. Kentrell Evans breaks the press. Far side of the floor. Gets it up off the glass. Won't go. Hampton Jordan fights for the board. He gets it. Put back. Nobody's fouled. Big Hampton Jordan, man. You can't miss him. 6'6", 245. Is Hampton Jordan. He'll step up to the free throw line. He's got 4 points already. Looking for a couple of more. And Hampton Jordan steps up and knocks the first free throw down. 5 points for the junior. And cannot knock down the second. Kentrell Evans tries to fight for the board, can't get it. And Deshaun Hall's able to clear. And then Evans picks up a foul 50 feet from the basket. Those are cheap fouls you just can't afford if you're Auburn High here on the road. Down by five already, 2:05 to play in the opening quarter. And that is the fifth team foul on Auburn. And that puts Deshaun Hall at the free throw line. Remember, in high school basketball, five fouls a quarter is what puts a team in the bonus. And that is what's happening right now with Deshaun Hall. He's too good, man. You can't get this guy at the free throw line. You've got to make him work for every bucket he gets, every point that he gets. And he's got three and working on four and cannot find it. Auburn's bailed out that time. Here come the Tigers now. Antonio Welch falling down, gets it up to Trendon Maynor. He finds some space in the lane, tries to go up and under, can't do so. Lots of contact, no call. And here comes Prattville with numbers. Under two to play, first quarter. Hand off on the right wing. Picked up easily by Antonio Welch. Kick to the corner. Heisler overcommits. Into the lane. Blocked from behind on the shot. Ball's on the floor. Hall comes up with a kick to the corner. Open three. No. Pulled down by Antonio Welch, and he's off to the races. 1:35 to play. Welch coast to coast. Got fouled. No call. Shot was blocked as well. And then a foul called underneath on the rebound. So no foul call on Antonio Welch's shot. Instead, they're going to get Hampton Jordan on a push foul on the rebound. And that's going to put the Lions back at the free throw line, man. I believe that's the seventh foul called on Auburn in this quarter alone. Prattville has three. First free throw by Nathaniel Warren is good. He's got seven. Early points as Trendon Maynor subs out. Hampton Jordan subs out. Couple of subs come in for head coach Chris Brandt. Derek Bandy is in. Knox Heisler remains in. He also got Gotthelf in there. Kentrell Evans and Antonio Welch with a five on the floor for Auburn High, who's in foul trouble. And the second free throw goes for Nathaniel Warren. He's got eight. And 14 and White will sit down. 8-point deficit for the Auburn High Tigers here early on the road. Minute and a half to play, first quarter. It's Antonio Welch across half court. The maroon and white Pratt Lion logo gets it to the corner, dumps it down low, wasn't ready for it, was God Health, but Kentrell Evans is there to clean up on the miss and puts it in for two. Kentrell Evans is on the board for the first time. Tigers back within six. We approach 60 seconds in the opening quarter. Tigers trail 20-14. Straightaway three wide open, left and short. Long rebound comes to the lines. Blocked on the putback. It was Godhealth who got up there and swats that thing away. 13 and blue makes a nice play. Does the senior. It was knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Prattville Lions. Baseline left on the inbound. 59.6 in the opening quarter. Tigers swat that one away as well and out of bounds. It stays with the Lions, 58.3. Now in this first quarter, 20-14, Lions lead your Auburn High Tigers as Auburn makes a road trip about an hour and 15 minutes up. They get to Deshaun Hall, gets to the lane, couple of back bounces, no, falls down, knocked out of bounds, and off of the Lions. Auburn High basketball. Tigers looking for a little momentum here in the last minute of the opening quarter. Antoine Daniels in foul trouble. Trendon Maynard, your starter on the bench. All starters are on the bench right now as well. Antonio Welch, far side of the floor, gets to the lane with a jump stop and a travel. They jumped about 6 feet. Then Antonio Welch just took an extra step to do so. And then Welch able to steal on the inbound. Here come the Tigers. It's on the far side of the floor, stuck in the corner, stolen. Here comes Prattville now. Three on one if they want it. They do. They go up with the right hand layup, and the scoop and score is good. Jersey Farms gets his sixth and seventh points of the game, and Auburn's trailing by eight with 20 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Left-hand side of the floor, down low for Gotthelm. Tries to find Kentrell Evans. It was a shoe shiner. He comes up with it and then was whacked on his way up. 15 seconds to go. First quarter, Auburn trailing Prattville 22-14. Again, just a beautiful gym here inside of James T. Powell Gymnasium. Bright white floor. Again, that maroon and white Tiger logo, or Lion logo, rather, right at center court. First free throw from Kentrell Evans, no good. We're standing on the stage back behind the benches on one side of the gym. All the bleachers are on the other side of the gym. In a double-decker fashion, if any of you have ever been to Central Phoenix City's gym, that freshman academy gym that they play in, looks a whole lot like it as Evans is able to knock down the second and go one for two. Deshaun Hall will dribble it up the floor with 10 seconds and a seven-point lead in the opening corner. He's guarded heavily by Derek Bandy. It's a good-sized matchup. Hall on the right side of the floor. Crossover back to the right. Step back, 18-foot fall-away jumper at the buzzer is off the side of the backboard and no good. Tigers trail 22-15 after one. Second quarter action coming up next on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Start of the second quarter here on the road. Auburn High trailing Prattville in the varsity boys game 22-15. Prattville starts with the basketball, moving left to right on your radio dial. They're wearing white tops, white bottoms, maroon numbers and letters on front and back. Auburn wearing blue tops, blue bottoms with the black numbers and letters on front and back. Lions trying to work it around the perimeter a little bit. They do. Antoine Daniels back in the ballgame. All starters are back in the ballgame for Auburn. Missed layup. Hampton Jordan dives for it, tries to save it off of a Lion, and it's Auburn High School basketball. Good effort by Hampton Jordan to save a possession for the Tigers. Again, all five starters back in for head coach Chris Brandt, Trendon Maynor, Antoine Daniels, Caleb Brooks, Hampton Jordan, and Trey Ross. As Deshaun Hall steals the inbounds pass, Tigers are able to swap the shot away but fouled. And Tigers are standing way too deep down the floor on a full court press by the Prattville Lions. That'll put 15 in white, Noah Powell at the charity stripe. And already 28 seconds into the second quarter, Auburn picks up a foul. Had all sorts of foul trouble in that first quarter, so got to be careful here in the second. And a high arcing free throw too strong by Noah Powell. Auburn in that first quarter, 15 points, 5 of them from Trendon Maynor, 2 from Trey Ross, 3 from Kentrell Evans, and 5 from Hampton Jordan. And an 0-for-2 trip at the free throw line. Rebound knocked around, ends up in the hands of a Lion. It's a 3 off the attempt, and Trey Ross is called for a shooting foul. How in the world is Trey Ross on the closeout defender called for the foul when it comes up short? He got his fingertips on it. I don't know if they're saying he kicked him or what. But Trey Ross gets caught on the shooting foul. It's a 3, by the way. And that's going to put Jersey Farms right back to the free throw line. Had 7 points in that first quarter. And the first free throw is no good. Second free throw rattles home. And got some confusion on who the foul's supposed to be on. And it should be on Trey Ross. He was the closeout defender, and he was. So, again, 1-for-2 so far for Jersey Farms at the line. And third free throw is good. So a 2-for-3 trip. That's the second 3 free throw opportunity that Prattville's had so far. Antoine Daniels gets cut off in the half court. Finds it to Trey Ross underneath. Off the assist from Caleb Brooks. And Trey Ross throws it down with 2 hands. Had a nice one of those last night at home. He's got one here on the road. Tigers are back within 7. Deshaun Hall gets to the lane. Left-hand layup, no. Pulled down by Hampton Jordan. All sorts of contact on Trendon Maynor. He's been trapped. Tigers got to help. Finds Trey Ross at half court. Ahead for Caleb Brooks. No hesitation on the 3. Won't go that time. Hampton Jordan on the offensive board. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Auburn High School. 6:54 to play in the first half. Auburn trailing Prattville 24-17. They changed the call. Oh, they changed the call. They had it, Auburn High basketball. Tigers were set up to inbound. Instead, they changed their mind. Lions basketball left to right on your radio dial. Tigers throw the trap at half court across the floor. Finds it here on the near side. That is Nathaniel Warren. He's guarded by Caleb Brooks at the top. Looks for the screen. Doesn't get it. Gets to the lane. Tough floater from 6 feet. Won't fall. And Trendon Maynor there to clear. Tigers have not had very many half-court sets. Would love to see him run a little something right here. Antoine Daniels, he was quiet in the first quarter. Gets it down to Trey Ross. Back out Trendon Maynor. Straightaway 3. Yes! Trendon Maynor knocks it down. His second 3 of the game. And Auburn's back within 4. 6:15 to play first half. 24-20. Auburn trying to make a comeback here on the road. Deshaun Hall trapped on the far side of the floor. Tries to throw a home run ball and throws it away. Nobody home for the Lions on a Tuesday night. And it's Auburn High School basketball. 6:03 in the third quarter. Prattville's putting on a full court press. They have all night long. Inbound to Antoine Daniels. He'll get it back to Trendon Maynor, far side in front of the student section in the bleachers. Easy to get across to half court. We're under 6 to play. In the second corner, Tigers trail by 4. Maynard's got it at the top. Swings it for Antoine Daniels, trying to find someone down low. Cross-court pass. It is a 3 from Caleb Brooks. Won't fall. Antoine Daniels goes up for the boards, gets popped in the chin, and an offensive foul is called on Prattville. And it will not be in the act of shooting. It was also just the first foul on Prattville this quarter. Auburn has 2 fouls, so nothing overly crazy there. Antoine does have 2 himself, though, as he has held scoreless so far in this ballgame. Kicks it right side. 3 for Brooks. You bet. That's as pure as it gets from 24 and blue. His first bucket of the night puts Auburn back within one. 5.5 to play, second quarter. Here on the road against Prattville. Dribble drive on Trenton Maynard. He's cut off on the left-hand side. Picked up by Hampton Jordan. Dumped down low. The dunk attempt was contested by Trey Ross, and then they call a foul. After the play was already over, decides to call a foul as Auburn's running down the other end of the floor. Oh, my goodness. The second foul on Trey Ross in this quarter. And talk about a bailout call. Is going to put Anthony Colling 20 and wide at the free throw line. Oh, he went up to Yamet with the right hand, and Trey Ross with a beautiful contest. And picks up his second foul. He's got to sit down. Kentrell Evans will come in. First free throw, no good. .5:20 to play, second quarter, Auburn down 24-23. Second free throw from Colling is no good. Skies for the board underneath, does a Prattville Lion, and you just can't have it. Noah Powell gets the offensive board, gets the put back over Kentrell Evans, gets it to go. Timeout by head coach Chris Brandt and the Auburn High Tigers. 5:17 to play in the second quarter. We're back at 30 seconds here on 96.3 W. Lee.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Following the timeout by Auburn High, they've got the basketball right to left as we look at it here on the road at Prattville. 26-23, Lions leading your Tigers with 5 minutes to play in the first half. Trey Ross on the bench with foul trouble, trying to find it to Antoine Daniels down low, not there. Kentrell Evans has it now at the top. He gets aggressive, gets the layup, maybe blocked. He was fouled as well, no call. Here come the Lions. Deshaun Hall puts his head down, gets to the lane and fouled. There were a couple of Tigers there. We'll see which one they call it on. If that's on Antoine Daniels, that is his third foul, and it is. Antoine Daniels, 0 points, three fouls in this first quarter, or in this first half, rather. And that puts Deshaun Hall at the free throw line, who can't convert on the first. A couple of subs come in. Bryce Gotthelf comes in, 13 and blue. Antonio Welch will come in as well and sub in for Kentrell Evans. Trendon Maynard, Antonio Welch, Bryce Gotthelf. It is Hampton Jordan. And also Caleb Brooks. Second free throw goes for Deshaun Hall. He's been limited, just 4 points so far for two and white. A guy that dropped a ton of points, 38 on Wetumpka the other night. And the layup is blocked at the rim. Here comes Prattville, 4.5 to play in the first half with a 4-point lead. Trying to find Deshaun Hall on the left-hand side. Instead, they dribble drive in the lane. Floater is good off the front of the rim by Jersey Farms. He's got four in the corner alone. Give him 11 on the game. Here comes Trendon Maynard, looks to respond, goes up for the right hand layup. He picks himself up off the floor, and finally Auburn gets a call on the road. Trendon Maynard, a delayed foul call nonetheless, but they'll put two and blue at the line. And they call the foul on Nathaniel Warren. Well, regardless, it puts Trendon Maynard at the free throw line and clanks the first one. Story of the game so far is your leading scorer, Antoine Daniels, a guy that averages 20 points a game, is sitting on the bench right now with three fouls in the first half. Maynard goes 0 for 2 but finds the offensive glass. Cross-court pass, Antonio Welch here on the left free throw line extended, trying to find it back to Maynard. Instead, he'll run point at the top. We're under four to play in the second quarter. Auburn trailing 29-23. Welch on the right-hand side. gets it down to Hampton Jordan. Spin move in the lane. Good back cut by Antonio Wells, who had the left-handed layup and made it more difficult with the underneath right and didn't get it to go. Here comes Prattville now. Step back jumper didn't actually shoot it on the baseline. Instead, caught on the right volleyball line here in front of us. DeSean Hall in the lane. Dumps it down. Reverse layup. No. Knocked around, and Maynard finds the rebound again. Here comes two in blue. Ahead now for Antonio Wells. Cross-court pass into the corner for Godhelp. Tigers working around. Now it's at the top. Gets into the lane. Little floater with some contact. Gets it to go. Kayla Brooks with five in the quarter. All five in this quarter are what he has for the game. Tough shot in transition won't go for Prattville. Here comes Auburn trailing by four with 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. Brooks in the corner. Back to Maynard at the top. Gets to the free throw line. Pop, stop, shot, and cannot get it to go. Prattville tries to save it. Throws it off a 13 and blue. Bryce Gotthelf, and it is... 12 trying to figure it out. They don't know. They don't know which one. Is it out on Auburn or out on Prattville? They say it's out on Prattville. It'll be Auburn ball. Knox Heisler will sub in for the Auburn High Tigers. Antonio Wells sits down. 29-25. Auburn trailing the Lions here on the road. 2:45 to play in the first half. Maynard on the left wing. Gets it down to Jordan. Jump up and gone. Had five in the first, his first bucket here in the second. Hampton Jordan with seven big points in this basketball game. DeSean Hall, push off, takes the three straight away, got it. If they're going to let him push off defenders, he'll make it all night long. Back up to a five-point lead for Prattville. 2:20 to play in the first half. Auburn working it around the perimeter, right to left on your radio dial. Right wing is on and there is for Trendon. Maynard tosses it down to Kayla Brooks, who gets the contact layup to go. 7 points now for Kayla Brooks, all in this second quarter. 2 minutes to play. Tigers back within three. DeSean Hall on the right wing. He's guarded by the much smaller Trendon Maynard. Gets around him, but good help by Gotthelf. Traveled on the baseline, no call. Wild layup goes up, no good. And Prattville comes up with it. Gets to the lane. Tough floater won't fall. DeSean Hall is there. Smacked out. Rebound goes right to a Prattville Lion. You couldn't have handed the basketball any prettier to Noah Powell, who was right place, right time. And the lead's back up to five. 34-29, Auburn trails with a minute and a half in the first half. Cross-court pass, it's Heisler on the right wing. Looks to go inside for Gotthelf. He's got him. Turnaround jumper won't fall. Hampton Jordan gets the offensive board. Putback won't fall. All sorts of contact. We play on. Here come the Lions now. Gets to the free throw line and then pulls it back out. Pulls it back out on the left-hand wing. Pulls up from the volleyball line. That's about 18 feet and leaves it short. Just Jersey Farms. Here come the Tigers, and Trenton Maynard's going to slow it down with 60 seconds to play. He stands inside the maroon and white Lion logo for Prattville. 50 seconds to play in the first half. Tossed it right through the hands of Hampton Jordan. Tried to feed him on the low block and went right through the hands of 32. 34-29, Lions lead your Auburn High Tigers. Here comes DeSean Hall, left to right on your radio dial. Guarded by Trendon Maynard. Again, Antoine Daniels sits on the bench. Maynard holds his own. Pull-up jumper at the free throw line. Left it short. Good defense by two and blue. Here he comes to the right-hand side. Fast ball to the left-hand side. Open three for the Tigers. Wide open and airballed it. Did Kayla Brooks. Here comes Prattville now. 27 seconds to play in the second quarter and a five-point lead, and they slow it down. Gotthelf guards the ball handler. It's Jersey Farms. He's on the right free throw line extended. Thought about going right, gets cut off. Dribbles back to the right hand. He's killing time. 10 seconds to play in the second quarter. Cut off at the top. Gets to the lane. Lost it. That's a travel. No call. We play on. Floater from the baseline is good. Floater on the baseline by Caden Fleeton is good. Beats the buzzer by a second, and Prattville takes a 36-29 lead into the locker room. We'll talk about it coming up in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report right after this on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hello, this is Scully Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passion and care and service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High Tigers, the varsity boys, trail the Prattville Lions here on the road, 36-29. What seems like a more lopsided score than it is. Welcome in to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. The 3-5 Prattville Lions lead your 6-2 Auburn High Tigers 36-29 at the half. We're going to get you some of those first half stats coming up in just a minute, but some of the storylines are remarkable. All right, Deshaun Hall, the guy who is the number one ranked player in his junior class, he averages a ton of points per game. Don't have the exact number, but I do know that he dropped 38 points on Wetumpka a couple of weeks ago. He was held to just 6 in the first half for the Prattville Lions. So defensively for Auburn High, you feel like you've done your job against the guy who leads the state in about every offensive category. Here's the problem. Jersey Farms, the guy who dropped 27 against you last time, he already has 11 in the first half. Here's another problem defensively. You've got Antoine Daniels, who sat on the bench for most of that first half because he had 3 fouls, and he picked it up early in that second quarter. That has led your leading scorer, who averages 20 points a game, to 0 in the first 2 quarters. You cannot have that if you're going to win any basketball game for this Auburn High team, but especially on the road in a pretty good environment against a talented Prattville Lions team. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. When we come back, we'll give you those halftime stats and tell you what needs to happen in the second half for Auburn to come back from a 36-29 deficit here on the road. The Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report continues after this.
Stay warm, dry, and ready this hunting season with premium gear from Winter Timber Outdoors. Suit up with the latest Sitka apparel, light and crispy boots, and premium dive bomb waders built for the toughest of hunts. And don't forget the feed. Grab triple clean deer corn, just $8.99 for a 50-pound bag. From the woods to the water, we've got everything you need to elevate your adventure. Winter Timber Outdoors, Auburn Opelika's premier hunting and shooting retailer.
Hey, Auburn, looking for a sweet way to celebrate after the big game? Head over to Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt right here in Auburn. We've got a wide variety of frozen yogurt flavors, more toppings than you can fathom, and even dairy-free Dole Whip for a refreshing twist. Locally owned by the Pate family, Sweet Frog Auburn supports Auburn High School athletics, local ministries, and community charities. It's the perfect place to make sweet memories with family and friends, and now with our expanded space, there's even more room to gather, celebrate birthdays, or host private events. Sweet Frog Auburn, froyo fun, toppings and flavors for everyone. What a sweet vibe. Go Tigers.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Welcome back into the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Your Auburn High School boys trail the Prattville Lions on the road 36-29 here at the half. Let's get you to some of those halftime stats. They're brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust, the best of a local community bank with the technology, tools, and resources of a regional one. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. We'll talk about some of the scoring stats. We told you some of the foul stats, and then I have a free throw stat that's really just going to blow your mind. But here are some of the scoring totals for the Prattville Lions here at home. Deshaun Hall, their go-to man, he's got six. Also, Jersey Farms, he's leading all scorers so far tonight. He has 11. Caden Fleeton has four. Nathaniel Warren has eight. And Noah Powell has six for the Prattville Lions. For your Auburn High Tigers, they're led by Trendon Maynor. Had two big threes and a cup and another bucket in there as well. He's got eight to lead all Tiger scorers in that first half. Trey Ross has four thanks to a bucket in each quarter. Kentrell Evans had a nice bucket in the first half with three, and then Caleb Brooks and Hampton Jordan both have 7 points each in that first half as Auburn trails Prattville 36-29. We told you some more stats. Again, they're brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust. Antoine Daniels, our leading scorer, held scoreless in the first half because he has three fouls in the first two quarters. But folks, listen to this stat. This is the one that should tell everything about this game. And just a 7-point deficit, okay, on the road, Auburn High is being outshot at the free throw line 20-4. Yes, 20 free throws for the home team, 4 for the road team. Something doesn't add up right there. Doesn't pass the smell test, if you ask me. And so that's got to get cleaned up. That's got to get fixed if you're Auburn High. You got to get Antoine Daniels in the game. You got to get him on the scoreboard. But then who else do you have? Can Caleb Brooks continue to play well? Can Hampton Jordan keep doing the things he's doing down low? His rebounding was phenomenal. His putback game was good. He knocked down a couple of free throws as well. And you're going to need Trendon Maynor to step up and knock down some big shots. And I want to see more aggression from Trey Ross. We talked to him last night after the game against Benjamin Russell because he had 12. Can you get back to double digits with Trey Ross? If you do, and kind of, you know, I guess defend without fouling. Some of them I didn't agree with. I think you have a good chance to come back from a 7-point deficit on the road and take down the Prattville Lions. This has been the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report, where Auburn trails 36-29. Third quarter action coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W Lee. The second half of AHS basketball is presented by Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Start of the second half between your Auburn High Tigers and the Prattville Lions in the varsity boys game. Auburn trailing Prattville 36-29 as we get started in the third quarter. Tigers moving left to right on your radio dial, and they start with a half-court turnover. Threw it down low, knocked out by Deshaun Hall off the leg of, I believe, Antoine Daniels, and it's out of bounds. So Auburn coughs it up on their first possession. Prattville moving right to left as we look at it. Auburn will be moving left to right. Lions here at home wearing their white tops, white bottoms, maroon letters and numbers on front and back. Lions is written across the chest in script. Auburn wearing the blue top, blue bottom, black numbers and letters on front and back. Black trim down the side says A high across the front of the jersey. Deshaun Hall pulls up over Antoine Daniels. It won't fall. 40 seconds in to this third quarter. 36-29 is Auburn's deficit. Caleb Brooks steps into a three, won't fall. Long board goes to Antoine Daniels, looking for his first points of the game, and he gets them on a putback layup from one in blue. He's got his first two, and Auburn's back within five. We're a minute into the third quarter. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Gooch Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at goochcenter.auburn.edu. 36-31. Prattville leads your Auburn High Tigers. They're moving right to left in the half court. Antoine Daniels in foul trouble. He's got three. Got to be careful in this second half. He guards the ball handler, Jersey Farms, who was the leading scorer in that first half with 11. Prattville looking for Deshaun Hall. They get it to him. Trendon Maynard tries to steal it. He goes flying. Ball's knocked on the floor. And Trey Ross had a steal. Instead, they call it a kick ball. After 3 seconds of rolling on the ground, they call a kick ball, and it stays with the Lions. You cannot make it up. You cannot make it up. That was a perfectly placed pickpocket by Trey Ross. And instead, it's called a kick ball. Prattville keeps it right to left. 6.5 to play, third quarter. Finds a cutting Deshaun Hall. Thought it went out of bounds under the basket. Instead, it kicks out, goes out of bounds regardless. It's Auburn High basketball. The five starters from the beginning of the game on the floor for head coach Chris Brandt, Trendon Maynard, Antoine Daniels, Hampton Jordan, Trey Ross, and Caleb Brooks. The five on the floor to start for the Auburn High Tigers. Kick to the corner. Antoine Daniels lets it fly and short off the front side of the rim. Deshaun Hall tracks it down. He's in the open floor, and he cannot convert on a one-handed jam. He got blocked by the rim. Here come the Tigers. Whip past Trendon Maynard in the near corner. He lost it, and Prattville comes up with it. A missed dunk on one end, a turnover on the other. Here come the Lions right to left. Gets cut off by Trendon Maynard. We reset with 5:50 to play in the third quarter. 36-31 is Auburn's lead. Left-hand wing guarded by Trendon Maynard. Picks up the ball handler. Here comes Hampton Jordan. And then a timeout is called after to avoid the jump ball. Timeout called by the Prattville Lions. We'll keep it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. 5:38 to play, third quarter. Auburn trails 36-31 here on the road against the Prattville Lions. And somebody may have got popped. We're getting called for the trainer for Auburn High. And I didn't see who it was or what's going on, but it looks like Trendon trying to get called for a new retape on the ankle. So Trendon Maynard's going to come out, and saw him getting that taped early and had to get it readjusted early in shoot around. So Antonio Welch is going to come in for him. So right to left as we look at it. Here come the Prattville Lions across half court. Guarded by Antoine Daniels. It is Jersey Farms. He is the 6'1 freshman guard for the Prattville Lions. 5.5 to play. Bounce pass back to him at the top. He looks to go right. He's cut off. He'll back out and reset with 5:20. Gets the high screen, does Farms. Tries to bounce pass on the slip screen and stolen. Here come the Tigers. Antoine Daniels thought about the three. Gets to the lane. Spin move. Eurostep. Right hand. Finger roll. Layup is good. Antoine Daniels scoreless in the first half. He's got 4 in the third quarter and putting it on display here on the road. And then a foul here in the backcourt. Ball was already passed. And Antonio Welch is called for the foul. Deshaun Hall, who's got 6 inches on Antonio Welch, just shoves 5 and blue to the ground, and Antonio Welch gets called for the foul. Unbelievable, man. That's the third or fourth one we've seen on the road just like that one tonight. Regardless, Auburn picks up their first foul in the corner. Tossed down to Deshaun Hall, poked away by a combination of Hampton Jordan and Antoine Daniels. 4:45 to play, third quarter. Daniels dribble drive on Deshaun Hall. Gets him in the air, goes up and around him, no good. And pulled down by Hall on the miss by Daniels. 2 and White surges ahead. Antoine Daniels gets in the way. Eurostep around him. Whips it out to the screen, or to the perimeter, rather. Nobody home. Here comes Antonio Welch in transition, gets fouled. Antonio Welch will head to the free throw line. Off the steal and layup attempt. And while we wait on Tony, we'll get the first free throw, and then we'll pause for a quick station identification. First free throw from Tony is good. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
Welch goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Tigers are put on a four-court press as the Lions try to advance it right to left. Trap at the half-court line. Over and back, but stolen regardless. Here comes Caleb Brooks, the alley-oop to Antoine Daniels. The left-hand slam by 1&Blue. And Auburn's going crazy here on the road in Prattville. Timeout, Lions. Deshaun Hall couldn't get it on one end, and Antoine Daniels says, I'll show you how to do it on the other end. Oh, my goodness, Antoine Daniels. Timeout on the floor by the Prattville Lions. We'll take one with them. Auburn's got their first lead here in the second half. 37-36. We're back in 30 on 96.3 W. Lee.
Hunting season is here, and Winter Timber Outdoors has everything you need to make it your best one yet. With legendary shotguns and rifles from Benelli, Beretta, Rite, CZ, Winchester, Browning, Ruger, Savage, Fierce, Christensen, and Bergara. Load up on dove and duck shells from Migra, Rogue, Apex, Rio, and Heavy Shots. Plus, shop a full lineup of duck decoys and accessories from Heyday, Higdon, and Dive Bomb. Don't miss out. Come see us today at Winter Timber Outdoors in Auburn, across from the mall and right next to Walmart Neighborhood Markets.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
I think what Antoine Daniels just did to this rim to my right should be charged for assault That was unbelievable to watch a high school basketball player throw it down as hard as Antoine did. A beautiful assist from Caleb Brooks. It was Dwayne Wade to LeBron James, man. Just the no look behind the head, and Antoine was not missing that one. Auburn's up 37-36. We've got four to play here in the third quarter. Jersey Farms at the top. Kicks to Deshaun Hall on the left-hand wing. Guarded by the much smaller Antonio Welch. Gets it back to Farms. Now back to Hall, left-hand wing. Cut off by Antonio Welch. Turn around, spin move, no shot. Back to Farb, straightaway three. He clanked it. Hall's there for the board in the lane. Turnaround, jumper no good. Rebound, knocked around, fought for. Lions come up with it. Kick to the corner. Hesitation three. He airballed it. Another offensive board by Prattful. And finally, Antoine Daniels comes up with the rebound and a foul from behind. And we're going the other way. We appreciate you being with us here on the Auburn High Sports Network. However you're tuned in tonight, whether it's 96.3 W Lee, 963WLEE.com, or the Radio Alabama app. And you got a good one going right now. How about Caleb Brooks for three? Not that time. Rebound by Trey Ross. Put back is good. With the left hand from Ten and Blue. His first bucket in the second half, and Auburn's got a three-point lead. 39-36, Auburn leads Prattville. 3 minutes to play, counting down in this third quarter. It's Farms at the top, picked up by Hampton. Jordan off the screen, crossover dribble back to the right, gets to the lane, tough floater from 12 feet, no, pulled down by Caleb Brooks. The shots that were falling in the first half, not falling in the second half for Prattville. Here's Antoine Daniels, backs down, goes up with the right hand, he gets stuffed by the rim. Trey Ross is there for the putback, and he's fouled. Antoine tried to go 2 for 2. He didn't quite get up on that one. But Trey Ross was there for the board, and he got paid. He's at the free throw line. It's all right, Antoine. Look, just delete that one from the film and keep the first alley-oop one. That was nasty stuff. But Trey Ross, man, he's really stepped up so far this season. First free throw is no good. Trey Ross, the 6'6 senior. 6'6, 220, man. We talked to him last night on the post-game show after the Benjamin Russell win, and just talked about the effort, talked about the defense, talked about the communication on this Auburn High team. That's what makes them great. I asked him the question, what makes you guys your best? And he said communication and defense. If you have those things going for you, this will be a hard team to beat. He goes 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Jersey Farms will bring it across. He wears 11 in maroon and white for the Prattville Lions. Gets the screen at the top, picked up by Trey Ross. Antoine Daniels on the floor. Ross tries to pick his pocket, comes away with it, fight for it on this end. And it rolls out of bounds. Trey Ross just couldn't quite catch up with it. But man, that's a great effort. Head coach Chris Brandt claps for that. As Kentrell Evans is going to step to the scorer's table, he'll sub in at the next dead ball. 2:25 to play, third quarter. Auburn leads 39-36 over Prattville here on the road. Tigers won the first matchup in the first game of the season by 10, with about five of their players not on the team. Here come the Tigers now. Backdoor cut by Deshaun Hall. Has it on the baseline, knocked out of bounds, off his knee, off of Tigers' hands, and out of bounds. That looks very similar to the play we see Auburn High Lady Tigers run with head coach Courtney Pritchett. That backdoor baseline cut with Braylee Winfrey. That's what Deshaun Hall just ran for Prattville right there. They inbound right to left as we look at it in the half court. Posting up is Deshaun Hall. Knocked away, saved by Auburn, but out of bounds on Kentrell Evans. Trey Ross takes the seat. 12 and blue is in, which is Kentrell. He's going to guard the baseline right on the inbounds. 2 minutes exactly. Kick to the near corner. 18-foot jumper, had all day and took advantage of it. Did Caden Fleet, nobody in the same zip code as 12 and White, and he gets his first bucket of the second half, and then Antoine Daniels comes flying into the lane and travels. Timeout call by Auburn High's head coach Chris Brandt. 39-38, Auburn leads. 1:51 to play in the third. We'll take 30 seconds and be right back here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Your Auburn High Tigers trail by 7 at the half. They lead by 1 with 1:51 to play in the third quarter. Helps when you're 20 points per game score. Antoine Daniels starts to get involved. He's got 6 in this third quarter by himself. Antonio Welch has 2. Trey Ross has a couple as well. And Auburn has come back, and they lead by 1 as Prattville now with the basketball moving right to left. Here at home on your radio dial, Deshaun Hall tries to crossover dribble on Antonio Welch. He's able to get across the timeline. We approach 1:40 to play in the third quarter. Off the screen, Hall pops and fires and buries it from 3. That's just pure talent right there from the number one player in the junior class, Deshaun Hall. He was held to just 4 in the first half. He's got a 3 here in the second half. Tony at the top, dumped down to Hampton. Jordan comes on the help. Here's Antonio Welch. Lets it go from 3. No. But Kentrell Evans is there to clean it up. His 12 in blue, and Boardman gets paid again. He's got a putback bucket, and Tigers have tied it up 41 apiece. We've got a minute to play in the third quarter here on the road at Prattville. Deshaun Hall at the top. This is the matchup we want. It's Hall and Daniels. Hall passes it up, and Welch gets called for a foul on the entry pass. They were trying to feed Noah Powell, the 6'3 sophomore. And Welch is going to get caught. I think he had his hand around his waist. Didn't allow him to jump up at all. Just a second foul on Auburn in the corner, so should be fine. With 55.6 to play in the third frame, knotted up at 41 apiece. Into Deshaun Hall, catches it on the low block, spin move, block from behind. Hampton Jordan comes up with it. Couldn't see who got their hands on it, doesn't matter. Here comes Trendon Maynard back in the ballgame, stripped away and out of bounds on the Tigers. Out of bounds on the Tigers, but the near official is going to come in and hopefully correct this call. That was out on the Lions. They blocked it out of Trendon Maynard's hands. It should stay right here. And they do. They changed the call. It's out on Prattville. It'll be Trendon Maynard to inbound baseline left. And inbound to Antoine Daniels. Back to Trendon Maynard. Right off the inbound. And in for 2. That's a dirty play right there. A clean play, but that's filthy by head coach Chris Pran, the Auburn High Tigers. A 2-point lead. 35 seconds to play in this third quarter. It's Farmer on the right-hand side. Tries to go down low. Knocked around. Ball's on the floor. Comes up with it and a reach-in foul on Hampton Jordan. Jersey Farms at the crossover dribble. Tried to dump it down low. That ball was rolling. And then Hampton Jordan called for the foul. 26.9 here in the third quarter. Auburn leads by 2. Prattville in the half court right to left. And Antonio Welch gets called for a foul, just competing for the basketball with Deshaun Hall. I don't understand what else he's supposed to do on that. He jumped up. Again, Deshaun Hall has 6 inches. On Antonio Welch. Tony is 5'10". Deshaun Hall is 6'5", probably 6'6", with the sneakers he's got on. And Welch jumped up, competed for the basketball. He has the same airspace, and instead 5 in blue is called for the foul. So that's now the 4th foul on Auburn in this corner. Deshaun Hall trapped at the top. Hampton Jordan picks him up. He shuffled the feet. He tried to cut him off and called for the foul. That is 2 incredible defensive plays by the Tigers and get called for the foul, and I'll take it. That's the broadcaster's curse on me. I said 2 fouls, shouldn't be any concern. How about 3 fouls and about 10 seconds of game time for Auburn? It puts Prattville right back at the free throw line. And Deshaun Hall knocks down the first. I just don't know. Hampton Jordan's going to sub out. Trey Ross is back in. I don't know what Hampton Jordan is supposed to do other than slide the feet and cut him towards the out-of-bounds line on the far sideline. And instead gets called for the foul. Deshaun Hall gets both free throws. He's got 5 in the corner. Here comes Auburn with 12. Now in the half court with 10. Here comes Trendon Maynard on the cut. He misses the layup, but Trey Ross is there to clean it up. Another putback bucket for 10 in blue. Here comes Prattville. Half court heave. Good if it goes. It does not. And Auburn will take a 2-point lead to the fourth quarter. 45-43. Don't you dare turn that radio dial. We've got a good one for you on the Auburn High Sports Network. We'll
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
We've got 8 minutes for all the glory here on the campus of Prattville High School inside the James T. Powell Gymnasium. Your Auburn High Tigers, they lead Prattville 45-43 here in the varsity boys game. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you spending your Tuesday night with us. Prattville starts the fourth quarter with the basketball and a shooting foul caught on Trendon Maynor. That'll put 23 in white. Jermaine Motley, first time we've called the sophomore's name tonight, and he'll stand up to the free throw line. And that's been the story the whole game. If you're just now tuning in and just now joining us on the Auburn High Sports Network, Prattville has shot about 80 more free throws than Auburn. First one is no good from Isaiah Appling, or from Jermaine Motley, rather. And the second free throw is good by 23 in white. Auburn was outshot at the free throw line 20-4 in the first half, and not much has changed here in the second half. In transition, Trendon Maynor gets the corner three to go. He lets the students know about it on the far side of the floor, and Auburn's back up by four, and that's an over-the-back call on Deshaun Hall. Good pressure by Kentrell Evans and Trendon Maynor to force the turnover on two and white. Auburn trying to go 2-0 against Prattville this season. This is their final matchup of the year. And Auburn won by 10 in the season opener. Trendon Maynor, Antonio Welch, Kentrell Evans, Antoine Daniels, who's got it in the corner now, can't convert on that three. And Trey Ross are the five on the floor for the Auburn High Tigers. Here comes Deshaun Hall. Trendon Maynor picks his pocket. He hits the floor, and Trendon Maynor gets called for the foul. Head coach Chris Brand and this bench cannot believe it. Folks, I'm standing right behind them, and they cannot believe it. That is two fouls on Auburn in the first 45 seconds of the quarter. Again, five team fouls in a quarter in high school basketball puts a team in the bonus. I expect the Lions to be shooting free throws here pretty soon. Deshaun Hall has it at the top. He's guarded heavily by Trey Ross. Pulls up and rattles home an elbow jumper. That's just good on great. That's good defense and a great offensive shot by Deshaun Hall. The first bucket of the Lions fourth quarter goes to Hall. And Antoine Daniels gets to the bucket. Can't get it to fall, but takes the bump. Deshaun Hall had six in the first half. He's got seven here in the second half already. Antoine Daniels held scoreless in the first half because of foul trouble. And knocks down the first free throw there. He had 6 points in the third quarter to help Auburn, who trailed by seven at the half. And now back up by three. Trey Ross is out. Caleb Brooks is in for Auburn High School. Second free throw from Daniels is good. Lions move right to left on your radio dial. Down by four, 6:45 to play inside their own gym. Auburn blue tops, blue bottoms. Prattville white tops, white bottoms. Deshaun Hall, number one player in the junior class, pulls up for a three over Antonio Welch. He's feeling it. He is feeling it. Deshaun Hall with five quick points. Timeout on the floor, 6:31 to play. In this quarter, it's Prattville who takes the timeout, a full timeout called by the Lions. 50-49 is Auburn's lead. We're back in 30 seconds here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a good one here on the campus of Prattville High School. Your Auburn High Tigers lead the Prattville Lions 50-49 here in the varsity boys game. The varsity girls did not play tonight, so we just got the one game for you here on the network. But man, it's been a fun one. Auburn trailed by 7 at the half. They lead by 1 with 6.5 minutes to play here on the road. Tigers 6-2 on the year. Prattville 3-5 on the year, and Auburn turns it over. Auburn gets ahead of itself in the half court and turns it over right here in front of us into the Auburn High bench. So it'll be DeSean Hall and the Lions to advance the basketball right to left. Across the maroon and white Lion logo at center court. Again, a gorgeous gym here at Prattville High School. They've taken good care of us, so shout out to the entire athletics department here at Prattville. DeSean Hall gets to the lane, can't convert on the layup, looking for the foul call, not going to get it. And then Kentrell Evans turned it over. DeSean Hall gets the layup, it will not go, and is called for a shooting foul as Kentrell Evans. That's a tough sequence for 12 in blue, the junior guard who got the board. Hall, who's got a few inches on him, basically just towered over him under the basket, and he had nowhere to go. He threw it away, and then the tougher part, you get the shooting foul on top of it. And the first free throw clanks by DeSean Hall. The third foul on Auburn in this quarter. Two more will have the Lions shooting free throws the rest of the way. 6:03 to play. Fourth quarter, Auburn still leading 50-49 here on the road. Second free throw from Hall is good. 6 points for DeSean Hall in this fourth quarter. Antonio Welch across half court, gets into the lane, looking for a bounce pass to the corner. It's Kentrell Evans. Tries to go down low. Trendon Maynard is there all by himself and can't convert on the layup. How about Antonio Welch? Fights for the board, ripping away from defenders. It is now a three for Caleb Brooks. It won't go. Antonio Welch is there to clean it up once more, and he gets paid. Second buck here, second set of points now for Antonio Wells. He's got four in the game. Tigers are back up by 2, 5.5 to play in the ball game. DeSean Hall across half court, steps in and buries a three in the mouth of Antoine Daniels. He is feeling it, ladies and gentlemen. Is DeSean Hall, give him 9 points in this fourth quarter. Just walked in and let it fly. Didn't care who was in front of him. Could have been Shaq, and he still would have shot it. Trendon Maynard can't get a call underneath the basket. That's been a foul on the other end, but not on this end. We play on with 5 minutes to go here on the road at Prattville. Push off on the ball handler, no call. Now it's Farms in the lane, left-hand side. Floater comes up short. Caleb Brooks fights for the board. Kentrell Evans fights for the board. Timeout call by Chris Pratt. Nobody sees him. Head coach Chris Pratt is down here begging for a timeout. He's already in the other side of the floor and can't get the call. And they did. They did give it to head coach Chris Pratt. It was Antonio Welch on the floor who fought for that loose ball. And they do get the timeout called by Auburn High School. We'll keep it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. My goodness. Emotions are running high here tonight inside of James T. Powell Gymnasium. 53-52 is Prattville's lead. 4:47 to play in this second half. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Gooch Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at goochcenter.auburn.edu. Auburn High basketball, right to left. They'll be in the half court. Or left to right, rather. They'll be coming this way. Auburn High basketball off the loose ball. Apologies, we'll reset that for you. Auburn High basketball, left to right as we look at it. Blue tops, blue bottoms. Prattville in the white tops, white bottoms. 4:45 to play and trailing by one. That's all sorts of contact and finally called as Antonio Welch was just being mauled by Noah Powell at half court. Which is the second foul on the Prattville Lions in this quarter. Trendon Maynor, Antoine Daniels, Caleb Brooks, Kentrell Evans, and Antonio Welch are the five on the floor with 4.5 to play for head coach Chris Brandt. Antoine Daniels at the top, handoff to Trendon Maynor, spins in the lane, up with the left hand, no, but a foul. A strong take from Trendon Maynor, your senior guard, who's 5'11", 165, and used every bit of it to get to the lane. He's got a chance for two at the free throw line. Trendon so far this season, as he knocks down the first free throw, averaging 13 points a game. He's also effective at this charity stripe, shooting 81%, and splits a pair right there. Rebound fought for underneath, and Prattville comes up with it. DeSean Hall trying to advance the basketball right to left in front of his home crowd. He does. Gets to the free throw line. Thought about the jumper. Moved the pivot foot. No call. Clanks the open jumper. Rebound comes out to Maynor. Looks to run to the Tigers. Gets to the right hand. Up and no, but a foul. I love the aggression by Auburn High. And a tie ball game, 53 apiece. Officials are blowing the whistle, so force them to do it on this end, too. And Trendon Maynard's done it in back-to-back possessions. Love the idea from two and blue. 53-53 with 4:10 to play. First free throw is pure. Auburn leads by one. Trying to double that is Trendon Maynor, and he cannot. Rebound, Kentrell Evans, and the putback is there. He's got another one. Does Kentrell Evans, that's 12 in blue. He's got a couple of those tonight, his first bucket in the fourth quarter, and Auburn leads by three. Here come the Lions across half court. Move the pivot foot, no call. Stuck on the low block in transition. Here come the Lions now in the half court. Jumper from 8 feet is good by Jersey Farms. He had 11 in the first half. That is his first bucket in the second half. Down low, how about Trendon Maynor? A little step back on the baseline, posting up, won't fall. And Prattville's got the basketball down by one. Tigers put on pressure. DeSean Hall, rather. He gets it to the other side of the floor. Jersey Farm steps away from a defender, and then a push foul is called. And the foul is called on Antonio Welch. I don't even see where the contact was. Antonio Welch was nowhere even near him. Jersey Farms literally did a back step dribble to get away from the defender, and instead a foul was called. Here comes Farms now. He pulls up from the high elbow. It won't fall, and Antoine Daniels is able to clear. Tigers lead 56-55. We approach three to play. Daniels aggressive and loses it. Loses the basketball in the lane. And DeSean Hall dribbles it across half court. He's guarded by Trendon Maynor. He's done a fantastic job on him tonight. Has two in blue. High screen, sticks with him. Another screen, sticks with him at half court. And Antoine Daniels is there to get the steal. Here comes Trendon Maynor. Goes all the way. They leave him alone. The finger roll is good. Trendon Maynor has had a night. He's got 7 points in the fourth quarter alone. And Auburn is back up by three. 2:45 to play. Open three-point shooter straight away. Cannot have it. Does not get it. And Auburn comes up with the board. It's Caleb Brooks down there. Here comes Maynor. Now the other way. Left to right on your radio dial. Tigers are aggressive. Hand off to Maynor underneath. Bounce pass to Kentrell. Evans wasn't ready for it. Rolls out of bounds. It should be Auburn basketball, and it is. And Auburn wants to talk it over. 2:25 to play in the fourth quarter. 58-55, Tigers lead. We're back at 30 seconds here on 96.3 W Lee.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W Lee. Go Tigers!
2:25 to play in the fourth quarter. Your Auburn High Tigers leading the Prattville Lions 58-55 on the road. We're inside of James T. Powell Gymnasium on the campus of Prattville High School. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. And there's been some heat in this game. There's been some passion in this game, but we're having a ton of fun here on a Tuesday night, the second night of December. It's cold outside, but it's hot in this gym right now. Both teams are feeling it coming down the stretch. Auburn in the half court, left to right here in Prattville. Maynard picks up his dribble at the top. He finds Antonio Welch's counterpart. Right-hand wing, crossover dribble, steps back now. He's got it on the right wing again. Hands off to Maynard. 2 minutes to play for the Tigers, and this has been the slowest possession all night. Maynard to the lane. Up with the left hand. No, but a foul again. This has been the Trendon Maynard show in the fourth quarter. He had 8 points in the first half, just 2 in the third. He's got 7 already in the fourth quarter, and most of them have come from right here at the charity stripe. An 81% free throw shooter is Trendon Maynard. Has a chance to get a couple of more at the free throw line. Good turnout for Prattville on the home side. About 65% full or so. And Maynard knocks down the first. Trendon Maynard averaging 13 points a game. He's well over that tonight. He's working on 18 and make it 19. 19 points for Trendon Maynard as Antonio Welch knocks away the inbound pass. It's a full-court press for Auburn. It's Welch, Evans, Maynard, Brooks, and Daniels, the five on the floor for Auburn High with 2 minutes to play. Lions get it in. They find a cutting DeSean Hall, who goes from half court to the basket in about two steps, and gets it to fall. Here comes Trendon Maynard. He can't convert on the layup, and then Caleb Evans is called for the foul. DeSean Hall gets the layup on one end. Caleb Brooks gets the foul on the other. And for the next 147 of this basketball game, the final 147 of this basketball game, both teams will be shooting free throws the rest of the way. That was a one-on-three scenario for Trendon Maynard. We have sung his praises so far tonight. That's not what you were looking for on this end of the floor. And the first free throw by Noah Powell is good. He had 6 in the first half. That's his first point in the second half for 15 and White. Second free throw. He spins it, launches. It's good. 1 point game. Auburn leads, trying to break the press, and a big foul from Powell, who goes barreling into Trendon Maynard. It was a high arcing 50-50 ball. Don't think anything, nothing malicious there, but Maynard slow to get up off the floor. That was a lot of contact from Noah Powell. As Trendon Maynard is able to get up with the assistance of his teammates, and he'll have a long walk to the free throw line to kind of shake that one off. 60-59, and it's early in the season. Auburn 6-2 on the year. But this is where free throws are going to come in handy, man. It's moments like this that you will learn about yourself. And you'll use this in area play. Auburn as a team shooting just under 70%. Trying to take down Prattville for the second time this year. They beat him in the opener 66-56. And trying to get a tough win on the road. And Trendon Maynard trying to help him as well. He knocks down the first free throw. Antoine Daniels shouts out, don't full court press if he makes it. And he does not. Kentrell Evans can't come up with the board. Auburn scurries. Here come the Lions. 61-59. Auburn leads with 2 minutes to go inside of James T. Powell Gymnasium. Right to left goes Farms. He's got it at the top. Guarded by Antonio Welch. A wild layup won't go. Antoine Daniels pulls down the board. And then an over-the-back foul on Prattville. Noah Powell. And we head to the other end for free throws for Antoine Daniels. 61-59. Auburn leads with 1:28 to play, and the Tigers are shooting free throws again. Both teams shooting free throws with every foul the rest of the way for the next 1:28. And Antoine steps up and confidently knocks down the first. has not been the best night for Antoine Daniels. Was held scoreless in the first half because of foul trouble. Poured in six in the third quarter. That's just his third point and cannot make it four in the fourth. Auburn cannot extend it to a two-possession lead. 1:24 to play. Here comes Farms for the Lions, and Prattville calls timeout with 1:22 to play in the fourth quarter. 62-59. Auburn leads. It's a full timeout. We'll take 30 seconds. Come back and set it up for you right after this on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
1:22 to play here on the road in Prattville, Alabama, and your Auburn High Tigers in the varsity boys game are 1:22 away from trying to sneak out of here with what would be a really, really good win. 62-59 is Auburn's lead. It will be Lions basketball. Right to left as we look at it. In their own half court, inbounding in front of their own bench. They're able to throw in the backcourt. They do. It's DeSean Hall, who's guarded by Antonio Wells. 1:15 to play. He's got it on the right wing. Sidestep three. He airballed it. He airballed it, and then they save it to the Tigers. Evans gets it away. Maynard's got it in the backcourt, trying to get it up to the front court. He does, and then he is fouled. I'll give Antonio Welch a lot of credit for the defensive stand he just made, but DeSean Hall made that shot a lot tougher than he needed to. As now the student section will pour in from the side of the gym up underneath the basket. Now, folks, there's a ton of space back behind each basket, and Trendon Maynor knocks it down. He's got about 50 students yelling at him, and then the officials tell him they can't stand there. They make him move. Good. That's the right call. Again, there's probably 10 feet of space back behind each basket here at Prattville, and the students have been standing directly across from us in the bleachers all night long. And Trendon Maynor comes up to shoot his free throws to try to seal this game, and all the students just come flooding underneath the basket. And good for the officials for making them go back where they belong. That's a great call by the officials. Stop this game, put them back where they came from. And Maynor steps up and knocks down the second free throw. Can't face Trendon Maynor. He's got 12 in the quarter alone. He's had a fantastic night here on the road. We approach 60 seconds to play. Auburn leads by five. Farms finds it to DeSean Hall at the top. He's guarded by Kentrell Evans. Right hand dribble drive. Pull up from the elbow and is short. Rebound knocked around. Fought for underneath. Tigers come up with it. And Antoine Daniels, he surges ahead into the half court. Gets to the lane and puts it off the glass for two. Auburn's up by seven. Their biggest lead of the night thanks to Antoine Daniels. Here comes Prattville trying to respond. And Auburn has gotten 5 points from Antoine Daniels in the corner. Bounce pass underneath. That's a travel, no call. Free throw line jumper won't go. And there is Caleb Brooks to pull down the board. Auburn has a 7-point lead with 25 to play, and Prattville's going to call off the dogs. They're going to call off the dogs. Auburn's got it in the half court. Just take care of the basketball, and Antoine turns it over. You didn't need points. He got aggressive. Here comes Prattville with the three off the right-hand wing. Won't go. What a rebound by Antonio Wells. Ahead for Kentrell Evans. He goes up and tries to slam it down. Instead, he hangs on the rim, and it won't count. Auburn doesn't need it. You had 4 seconds left to play. You did not need it. I know you wanted to get the big play for Kentrell Evans. Prattville advances the ball. One more shot at the buzzer. It does not go. And Auburn will walk into Prattville's home gym and get a 66-59 victory. A hard-fought one nonetheless. 66-59 final score. Auburn takes down Prattville. We'll have a quick post-game show, get a word from head coach Chris Brandt, and we'll get out of here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hello, this is Scully Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Well, we've said this a couple of times in the postgame show this year. It was not pretty for your Auburn High Tigers, but they get it done again. 66-59, Tigers are victorious over the Prattville Lions here on the road, and they are cleaning up house pretty quick, so we are going to do the same here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Tigers are walking out, getting on the bus. We got to get out of here as well. What a great game tonight by several Tigers. When you didn't get your best from Antoine Daniels, Trendon Maynard stepped up in a big, big way. He had 12 points in the fourth quarter, give him 14 for the second half, and give him 22 on the game. He is our player of the game, no doubt. We'll have to get him on the radio the next time. Again, everybody's flushing out of here, and we don't want to keep people waiting. Auburn wins 66-59 here on the road. Our next broadcast, in terms of basketball, okay, is not going to be here on the Auburn High Sports Network. It's actually going to be over on the Lee Scott Sports Network with our man Christian Griffin on Tiger Country 104.5. That's right, another crosstown showdown coming up. We're going to join him just as he joined us a few weeks ago. That's coming up on Friday night again on Tiger Country 104.5. We'll have the girls and the boys for you for the crosstown showdown 2.0. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We really appreciate it. Auburn a winner in the Varsity Boys game 66-59, and we'll see you at Lee Scott on Friday for the Crosstown Showdown. Until then, I'm Jacob Goins. Stay safe and go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to Auburn High School Basketball.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Mountain High Outfitters, Gutter Pro, and University Ace Hardware.
See the broadcast schedule
at 963WLEE.com.
And follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 WLEE.